Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
What do we got today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, it's all songs associated with Uke in some way. We started with Brewer Fever. Now we've got Burn On, the song that plays over in the opening credits of Major League.
Mm-hmm.
We heard a little Mr. Belvedere coming up. As long as a lot of the musical guests that happened to appear on tonight's shows that he was a guest on.
Great.
You'll hear some of those people that were doing the music that night.
651-461-9226. You want to take some calls? Let me give you my word, and then you give your word, and then grab those calls. My word is deception. That's it. Deception. Joe Biden said he was going to be a one-term transition president. And he was going to attempt to bring the country together. He was going to reach out to the other side. He moved to the left. And then he and his allies lied about his capabilities of doing the job on a regular basis. And if you believe some of the reporting, it may go back to 2021. Would I rather have the policies? Would I rather have not have Donald Trump as the next president? Yeah. Nothing's changed there. I hope he's phenomenal. I hope he's the greatest president ever. To me, he's wholly unqualified. The key part was when he sat on his butt and reveled in January 6th. But Joe Biden wasn't qualified either. For years, he was not qualified to do the job. So even though there were some things that he did that I thought had a chance to be even better. And you have to have another side that's, if you reach your hand out, you have to have another side that's willing to hold up your hand too. And that really wasn't there very often. Let's just be honest. But how much of his presidency was he actually capable of the job? That's why deception is my word. What do you got?
Slide. That's my word.
Yeah. I like it.
Because it feels like 4 years ago, when he beat Donald Trump, I mean, that was a momentous victory for him and the Democrats.
Culmination of what he's wanted to do his entire life. Ran three previous times.
To unseat Donald Trump.
Yep.
To triumph over MAGA. And have, like you said, the guy, Joe Biden, it was his turn. It was finally his turn.
Yeah. Felt underappreciated, you know, for decades.
In the primaries, argue however you want, but sure looked to me like Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg said, or had someone tell them, hey, get out the way.
Yeah, James Clyburn did.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Again, he's going nowhere in that primary. Nowhere. And then James Clyburn says, I'm picking you. And then you nailed it. Klobuchar and Buttigieg, who really were his best threats at the time, basically we're told, you'll get another chance.
Fall in line.
Because he's going to be transitioning. He's going to transition in one term.
Exactly.
We all know it.
Fall in line. It'll be fine. And then
Kamala didn't even make it to Iowa. Don't forget that.
Don't forget. Yeah. And he takes office not long after. You get the Afghanistan pullout debacle. And, you know, watching the 4 years of his personal slide, his personal decline.
Yep.
And just the enthusiasm from the country or from Democrats particularly. From the country in his approval ratings, it just felt like a slow downward slide to here we are back to Trumpville.
651-461-9226. You can call in also. When Dave and I are talking, it's hard for Dave also to grab the calls. I know a number of people are calling. If you want to call back, that's great. 651-461-9226. How do you describe Joe Biden's presidency? In one word, or if you want to elaborate, you can. Texter says, scrambled. Another one said he should have picked Klobuchar for VP. Okay, well, she certainly had a better primary than Kamala Harris. She was in the Senate longer than Harris, so she was more distinguish. I think she would have ran a better campaign than Harris. But if Klobuchar gets in at the same time as Harris, how confident are you, Dave Harrigan, that the results would have been different?
Not at all.
I still think with, I guess I'm 80% convinced Trump still wins. Now, she, because, again, now she's VP and she can't separate herself from Biden. They had to, he had to step away after 2 years, right? Say, I'm not running, minimum, or I'll step away from the presidency. Because you know I said that. If he's not capable enough for running, then I don't think he was capable enough for running the office myself. But if it's Klobuchar and she's the VP, I'm going to say again 90% Trump. I'm going higher. But if it's Klobuchar or Shapiro or Whitmer, or, to me, I want somebody more center left. That's where I am. Then they would have had a better chance. They couldn't separate, or they wouldn't separate from the candidate who, even if you buy a lot of very positive economic numbers, because there's a lot of positive economic numbers, there are. Inflation is a huge factor, and that's very negative. Okay, not dismissing that. But there are a lot of others that if Donald Trump has the same ones, he's going to be touting incessantly. The public didn't buy the numbers because they didn't like what the eggs cost.
Yeah.
They didn't like the other costs.
Still $4 or $5 for a carton of eggs.
That's it. More texts. Unavailable. Truth. Mayday. Regrettable. Forgetful, embarrassing, competent, great, a lot accomplished, but not much credit given. Okay, let's get to a few of the phone calls, too. Mark has called in. Mark, go ahead. We're talking Joe Biden. If you have to describe his presidency in one word, what do you have?
Unappreciated.
Okay, expand.
I think he did a much better job than he's given credit for, and I didn't have to wake up every morning for 4 years and have to ask my buddy, what did dumb Trump do tonight? I'm sorry, but, you know, I just, his economy over the last 4 years, as bad as everybody thinks it is, will be better than the next 4 years.
Well,
and it was better than the first 4 years of Trump. If you look at the average GDP growth during that time, Trump's wasn't all that good.
Let you make some points that I think a lot of people who like Joe Biden agree with. On the economy, let's acknowledge that for Trump's 3 years until COVID started to take hold was good to very good. By no means was it ever the greatest economy ever. Trump's just lying and it's utter nonsense. And right. and with Biden, he put some policies in place which helped. But let's acknowledge when he's talking about all that job growth, and some of the GDP, when you come out of the economy completely halting and stopping, whether it was Trump, Biden, or you, Mark, a lot of those numbers were going to go up. Do you acknowledge that?
Yeah, I do. I do. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, I don't think Trump helped the situation one bit during COVID. I mean, he had a chance of really being a good president because he got the vaccine going and everything like that, and then he wouldn't support it.
Yep.
I mean, that was a bad move.
Very good point. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dave, hang on. You're first up. A lot of texts. You want to add, like Mark did? You want to agree with Mark? You want to totally disagree? That part cannot be forgotten about Donald Trump. He was dealt an incredible challenge, Dave. Incredible challenge. And under his administration and while he was president, the vaccine came. They should have been heralding that. He was for a long time, and then realized his supporters can't stand it, and so he stopped. And he would tell us about spraying stuff in our body.
Get your Clorox pill.
You know,
swallow the light.
Or it's all going to vanish.
By Easter.
By Easter. He would just engage in utter nonsense. So no matter the president, it was going to be daunting. His words and his approach were not even close to rising to that level. Just that's, you know, how I feel. I don't even think it's debatable. But you get to debate me. 651-461-9226.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dave was patient. We're talking about Joe Biden, his presidency, his farewell address to the nation. Yes, touting his accomplishments. And also highly critical of Donald Trump and the oligarchs who are going to run this country. It's pretty accurate. Now, where that leads to and how it plays out, we'll all pay close attention. Dave, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah. I've been around for a while, Chad. I'm 76, so I've seen and experienced, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, as far as the number of presidents and the way our society has evolved or devolved. And the one word that comes to mind with Joe Biden is sad. And by that I mean he was a very good person and he was competent, you know, for most of his life. But as you age, you know, your mental faculties do decline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, he was in the shape he was in when he became president. And, you know, like I said, I think we're in for some trouble here in the next few years with, you know, Trump being in and the people that he's surrounded by. And hopefully our political structure, is set to deal with it. You know, that enough people are going to, you know, stand up, you know, for what our country really believes and counteract what Trump and his crew have in mind for us.
Dave, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate a call again. Yeah, if Joe Biden would have been president when he ran in 88 or 2000, 2008, or when he wanted to run in 2016, he was not suffering from that decline then. You see, when Barack Obama awards him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, one of the last days in 2016, you see that guy compared to who you saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
Unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. And the decline is why my word is deception. We need to know where the president of the United States is and is he capable of the job. You know, the number of texters have talked about significant bills passing that happen under Joe Biden's watch. Bipartisan bills, including infrastructure and the CHIPS Act and other piece of legislation that are very notable. They are. But when you don't have someone who can be the face of the White House and the country and the party, you're just not going to get as much done. And Donald Trump is pure and simple, surrounding himself with sycophants. And by the way, Lindsey Graham, who I don't agree with plenty of times, points out that Jack Kennedy, who'd he pick for his attorney general? That'd be his brother. Okay? Barack Obama had Eric Holder, somebody close to him. So picking someone in some of these positions you're close to, it's not like Donald Trump's the first individual. But some of these folks are just simply wholly not qualified for the job. Pam Bondi's qualified for the job. Marco Rubio, qualified for the job. Mike Walls, qualified for the job. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not qualified. Tulsi Gabbard, not qualified. Kristi Noem, not qualified. They're just Donald Trump sycophants. And I mean, Kash Patel and his enemies list. Trump yesterday in a True Social pointed out, I don't want anybody from these Republicans who didn't kiss the ring, including Nikki Haley, by the way, calling her bird brain again. Nikki, was it really worth it? You ran against him. You showed some character. And then you kiss the ring again, and he wanted no part of you, and he's still making fun of you. Why did she just stay true to who you were, Nikki? How'd that work out? How do you think she's feeling? More text here on one word for Joe Biden. My one word would be grandpa. Another one would be sincere. Dean Phillips, my God, he has to be pissed. We're going to reach out to Dean. Dean's going to be on the show early next week. Infrastructure bill. Price of fuel and groceries. Well, the fuel is very separate than groceries. And a texter points out, which and suggests that nobody's pointed that out, 100% wrong. We've pointed it out endlessly, that the inflation happened in some ways because of the money Trump put in also. Yeah, no doubt. But if that would have been Joe Biden, he would have put that money in also at that time. Huge amount of money, the Inflation Reduction Act, where they tout other parts of it, which they really believe in, but that did play a part in inflation staying as high as it stayed here. And you don't care about this if you're buying, you can't get a mortgage, all these things. But we've actually handled inflation better in this country than many other Western countries. But again, if you're in Lakeville, you're not thinking, oh, good, we beat Belgium. You just think what it does to your life.
I'm pretty happy we beat Belgium.
Yeah, congrats. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get $500 off your insulation project. Call for more details.